to use this period of time to talk a little bit about how to practice as a Chan practitioner living in this world of deep political division. It has been coming up in many different places where I teach in retreats, in public lectures. People have been struggling with living in this world and don't know what to do. There are many ways to go about this topic, so I'm not saying this is the be-all and all, but we're just making a start. And one of the six perfections in the Bodhisattva practice is the practice of patience endurance, the cultivation of patience endurance. And I'd like to share with you how we can make use of the cultivation of patience endurance in this, in living in this world, practicing with people, especially we have people in our lives. Maybe when you actually live with someone at home who have a very different political view than yourself, or maybe you work with someone at your workplace, or maybe you have relatives. Maybe you don't live with them, but they keep sending you, sharing stuff with you about that has to do with their political view that's very, very different from yours. Or maybe you spend time with people who do share your political view, and you get together, maybe like share your or commiserate with each other about what the other side is thinking or saying or doing. That's the phenomenon I'm talking about. Some of us experience it more than others, or maybe you are living with or dealing with people who suffer a lot. So when we find ourselves in situations where we have very different, when we hold very different point of view than someone else, we might notice that we can't help but feel that our view is superior than the other view. That's the reason why you believe it. That's why you believe it. You can't help but see that, but feel that. It's like, how can they believe that? This is so obviously the right one, the better view, or the more right, the right one. So it's easy to feel that. And to along with that is this belief that I have a better understanding of what's really going on. There's really no idea what's going on. They're like reading fake news or something. They should just read the better stuff that I'm reading. Be better informed. What's wrong with them? And how can they believe that? And the practice, as a Chan practitioner, the first thing to keep track of is the habit of giving rise to arrogance. Giving rise to this arrogance, thinking that one's understanding is necessarily absolutely superior, and because of that, you are better. you as a result is superior than the other people, the other side, those in on the other side. I'm not saying that maybe you, the information you receive maybe had more evidence. Maybe it's collected using a more careful method. It's possible. I'm talking about the view that just because you have access to this information, it makes you a superior person than those who do not. And practice remembering that, yes, we have causes and conditions that allow us to have exposure to this information, and also have the capacity to absorb and understand the information that we receive. And we can be thankful for these causes and conditions, but really, it is because of all the causes and conditions, maybe our education that has to do with our circumstances, maybe our family background, surrounding surrounding environment that give us exposure to this information. And so the cultivation of patience is this patience, endurance, to not allow ourselves to indulge in the belief that we are superior than others just because we have these causes and conditions. And not to indulge in these arrogance and pride. And see correctly that, yeah, like there are these understandings that I have about what's going on, which is the fruit of many causes and conditions. Maybe from the reading of material that other people, knowledge produced by other people, and you just happen to be in the right place at the right time, and you have put in some time to understand that. It is the coming together of all these causes and conditions that allow you to have your understanding. So it is really not actually anything special about you that you have this understanding that bring about this arrogance. So cultivating this understanding, remembering the emptiness, we use this word emptiness to refer to the fact that I have all this understanding really because of the coming together of many causes and conditions. But we mistakenly think that it is something special about me that I have this of this better understanding that causes the problem of arrogance. And so the practice of patience allows us to endure the temptation to fall into arrogance, or actually along with the arrogance is the habit of being condescending. Being condescending on the other side, thinking that my idea I'm better than others. And the practice of patience is what allows us from refraining from this habit of being condescending. This is very hard nowadays. That's all we see, is the habit of being condescending, of the side that holds different viewpoints. So this is why I want to start with the cultivation of patience, endurance, to endure the temptation of falling into that. Why do I use the word temptation? Because it feels good. It feels good to feel that you and in theory, it feels good. That's what arrogance is about, and that's why we fall into that, because it feels good. But it is the kind of feeling good that is a poison to our heart, that is an obstacle to our cultivation of wisdom and compassion, because it perpetuates the erroneous view that what I know is about me, perpetuating the notion that there is an independent, inherently existing self, instead of the clear understanding that it is actually the coming together of many causes and conditions. And when we can endure the temptation to fall into the habit of arrogance and being condescending to the different position, those whole different positions, then it actually opens a lot of space. For one thing, we can refrain from being disrespectful. Being disrespectful to people who hold different views. You don't have to agree with their views. You can see clearly that the views they hold is destructive. It is potentially very bad for the world. You can see that without giving rise to hateful thought, disrespectful thought about the people. This is very hard, because our whole culture conditioned us to do exactly that. Demonize the people who say the word. It's the idea, the destructive ideas that we want to push back on. But without generating more hatred in the world that we direct at the people. Very difficult. Because our habit is to want to do that. Because it feels good. It feels good to be hating certain other people. Especially when you're part of a group that support each other in doing so. It's how the group is held together, is to direct hatred towards someone that holds different position. Why is it so important to refrain from being condescending, refrain from arrogance, refrain from being disrespectful, and the urge to dehumanize people holding very different views? Because when we do that, we are unable to actually listen to what their position actually is. We have this caricature of a different position instead of trying to understand what it is that they are talking about and why it is that they think that way. But when we allow ourselves to be able to listen carefully, then we give ourselves an opportunity to see the valid point. I'm not saying that maybe not the entire argument, but there are some points of it that's like, oh yeah, I can see why someone would believe that. I can see why someone would see that makes sense. You may not agree, but you begin to to see that, yeah, I can see how like a perfectly reasonable person can see this as valid. That is the process of us giving humanity back to the people we have been demonizing because they hold different point of view. And with that, we can understand, put ourselves in their position, understand why perhaps someone with very different causes and conditions than ourselves might embrace a very different point of view. Again, it does not mean that you have to convert and adopt their point of view or their belief. It's like, oh, yeah, I can see that someone with very different circumstances can believe that. Again, to allow us to return to these people some humanity. And also, as a way to practice seeing same as your understanding as the coming together of many causes and conditions, so is theirs, their causes and conditions that bring them into contact with maybe very different set of information. That form their worldview and position. And so we have different viewpoints because we have very different causes and conditions as a way to understand the emptiness in everyone's point of view. Now, when we use the word empty, it's very important to remember that while it is empty, our viewpoint do have consequences. What we believe drives us into actions, drives us to vote differently, drives us to advocate toward different causes. Being empty does not mean that it's nothing, but still, as a child practitioner, to practice not to fall into the habit of reifying someone's point of view as if it is a permanent inherent feature of a person. So perhaps because of different people's circumstances, what they have been able to expose to, they might come to have very different priorities, for example. Some people have priorities to believe that wealth accumulation is important. Economic development is the most important priority. Some people don't think so. Some people think that the priority has to be the environment or justice, equality. People, because of their circumstances, the causes and conditions, come to take different positions. And also, when we refrain from being arrogant, being condescending, being disrespectful, we also can refrain from being self-righteous. Being self-righteous, too self-righteous, being overly confident about our ideas and the information we receive. And if we do that, we lose the ability to think about the information we are receiving critically. We believe in everything we hear from the people we believe in, we're just taking them in and taking them as opposition. And exercising our discernment because we are so eager to blindly believe in quote unquote outside position, we will succumb to manipulation and misinformation more easily. And that is not in accordance with wisdom, not cultivating clear awareness of what it is that we are receiving in information. And it can happen when we are overly attached to our sign, to the sign that we have taken, and especially we have people who validate our belief that we hang out with. And part of that dynamic is to cultivate this resentment and hatred of the other side. So the practice is to endure this temptation to follow the flow of the other people on our side who exert pressure on us, invisible pressure, social pressure on us, to also follow everyone, to give rise to these hateful attitude towards those who hold a different position. So the practice of patient endurance is to practice enduring the temptation to follow the flow. It is very hard. We want to fit in, to stand out takes a lot of courage, to just not even press the button to share something that everyone is sharing, to show that you're enthusiastically supporting your sign is hard. But as chan practitioner, that's why we cultivate this clear awareness of what's going on and how it is that this perpetuation of hatred is not in accordance with our vow to cultivate wisdom and compassion. So having the courage to do that is a part of the cultivation of patience. And some people ask me, this is September, so it's a ways away. Thanksgiving, when people find themselves around the same table with people they only see once a year, usually there's a mix of political view around the table, or the tofurkey. People saying hateful things around us, or people who espouse very, very different view from us, who vehemently disagree, have a whole position that's like, we disagree with that position. It's very hard, very hard. What do we do? How do we practice with it? How do we practice with it? And one way to practice with it is to first be thankful of the opportunity to practice with it. So usually we're like, What are you going to do? It is like when the mind drifts off during your meditation. Do you sit here and say, oh, I wish the mind wouldn't drift off? Or just come back to the breath. Come back to that. So when that's going on, you're like, you're thankful for the opportunity. It's like when the mind is drifting off, thankful for the opportunity to find our way back to the practice. So when we find ourselves in that situation, thankful for the opportunity that, this is an opportunity for me to practice patience, endurance. I feel the urge to get upset, to say mean things, to tell them how wrong they are, how right I am. And with great cost to the relationship, no very good prospect of changing their mind. So we feel great temptation to do that. And this is an opportunity for us to put all this into practice in the moment. What do? Practice patience. Patience, endurance, not falling for the temptation to go into the habit of saying things that make us feel good that we totally regret afterwards. Or the opportunity to practice not falling into the habit of reacting. Maybe we face to face with them, or maybe when they are sending you messages, like, what do I want to do? You might feel the urge of wanting to send them back something from your side to show them how wrong they are. What is the purpose of that? Revenge? Expression of your anger? So when you see all these thoughts coming up, then thank you for the opportunity for me to see that I have these habitual reactions. We are so convinced that what they are doing is wrong. But we have an opportunity to see that our reaction is a reaction of vexation, of generating suffering for ourselves and others. I have so many people tell me, they're so upset, but they are so hateful. Well, and we're going to solve the problem by hating them, adding more hatred. Ask ourselves. And when we say that, I'm going to send them information from my side so that they have a real understanding, ask yourself, what is your real motivation for doing that? If the motivation is not to actually have a genuine discussion, meaning that you are ready to hear everything that they're going to say, what is the purpose of doing that? Maybe there is no need. So that at least we can preserve the relationship. Allow ourselves to acknowledge that we do take different positions. For many people, it is very painful because they are in the same family. For example, they had a very close relationship in the past. It's very painful to acknowledge that, yes, on this we are very different. Acknowledge that and respect the other person's position. but also recognize that our position is different and that's the one that we have taken. I remember this story I find very useful myself from Master Shen Yan. He talked about one time he was on the plane sitting next to a priest. And so this priest started telling him about how wonderful Christianity is, and Master Shen Yan, yeah, it is a very great religion. And so the priest said, then why are you a Buddhist? Why are you a Buddhist? And Master Shen Yan said that, you know, Christianity is a very great religion, and it's suitable for you. But for me, Buddhism is more suitable for me. Great respect for the other person, but also respect for the position you have taken, without feeling the need to demonize the other person, the other side. That takes practice of patience, endurance, to endure the temptation to do what we usually do and what our culture conditions us to do a lot of the time. So, a couple of other things that we can also do is to practice remembering the positive qualities of the people who are saying these hateful things, or who are having these very strong opinion about things that's very different from your own. Very often we get sucked into it, and then that become the difference, the disagreement completely defines our relationship with that person and defines that person. But the truth of the matter is that is just one thing that they believe in, and that's just one thing, one part of our relationship. Remember to recognize the many times that these people also are capable of being generous, kind, caring, maybe to you, or also to others, so that we can remember to cultivate this total awareness of the reality of this person and also the relationship. If it's someone you have a long relationship with, this is just one of the many aspects of the relationship. So it is not about, it is not that, oh, just remember that there, you know, this positive thing, and like forget this. No, hold all that in our mind. So it's not to pretend that this disagreement is not here. Yes, it's here, but it's not the only thing. It's not the only thing that's going on. The same thing when we become very distraught with the difficulty in the political realm. Also remember, yes, it is going on, and we do what we can to engage, but that is not the only thing that's going on. When you watch 24-hour news, it gives you the impression that that's the only thing that's going on, but that's not. There are still many other people, other groups doing all kinds of things that is not destructive, not hateful, and that too needs to be in our awareness, so that we do not allow what we see in the news to create a distorted view about the world to which we react by perpetuating our habits. I hope this gives you something to in our life, lived outside this hall, when we sometimes have to encounter situations that come from the political division of the present day world. And the key is to remember that that too is an opportunity for us to make use of our charm practice. The stability and clarity of mind that we cultivate in our meditative practices allow us to remember that this moment is a moment also to engage in the practice and to draw on everything we have learned. In this case, I focus on talking about how to practice and cultivate patience. That is one of the hardest parameters. Patience, endurance. So I'd like to bring this to your attention to make sure it is an integral part of your practice. Thank you.